Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Meatball Pod. We're so sorry we missed you last week. Angela's screaming. But hello.
Yeah, sorry about last week. I actually, I had to cancel our recording because I was doing my monthly breast exam in my shower, which I do monthly, and I thought I felt something. So I went to my doctor, and then I got like a mammogram, but Meatballs, I'm okay.
Yes.
But one thing I have to say is definitely do those monthly self breast exams. I just feel like it's always safe to do.
Well, remember I had that scare and I was like texting you and Jenny, like freaking out about it because like I had like these spots and then like I felt something and then I had like something in my lymph node. So I was freaking out and Dee was like, just go get it checked. Yeah. And I got it checked and he was like, no, that's just aging spots and you have a pimple in your armpit. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, thank goodness. But yeah,
I got nervous.
Yeah, it's always good to like make sure and check because even if you're not feeling anything, it's always good to do like a monthly check because I feel like, you know, that's like a big thing of like early prevention, you know?
Totally.
So I was just checking in the shower and I felt a little something. So I called Nicole. I'm like, listen, I have to go to the doctor. So sorry, Meatballs. I had to cancel last week, but it was because of medical things. But this Meatball's good. So
It happens. And I always wonder, like, because obviously, like, you know, you could get breast cancer early on, but then like the doctors don't like have you actually do it until like you're 40 or something.
The mammogram, right.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like we should always get it. Like when you go to the gyno, you get your pap smear and stuff, like do it all. Like, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why they always say to like do like a self-exam when you're younger, like in your 30s, because that is
but we're going to end up going every single week because we're crazy.
I know. My doctor.
I feel something.
I know because my OCD, then I'm like touching it. I'm like, now it hurts. But but I was just happy. I like, because it was just like, I have dense breasts to begin with. So, you know, breasts. I felt something and it just didn't feel like it usually does. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go get it checked. And then my doctor sent me for like a mammogram and an ultrasound just to be safe. And I got it. And luckily everything was good. So thank goodness for that. But yeah, so we're back this week. Everything is good. It's a pretty rainy week this week, but I don't hate it because I'm hoping it just calms down the humidity. So.
Oh, well, I feel like we're such old ladies like talking about the weather, but I was so excited about the weather this morning because I dropped Angelo off at a camp. It's like his last week at camp. So I brought Rocky and I had the window down because it was 64 degrees from the rain. I wore a sweatshirt. I had my leggings. I was like, should I break out the Uggs yet? Like, I love this weather.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's good. Oh, I actually have my apple pumpkin candle on right now.
Oh my God. So I was so excited. I went to the mall here and the mall here is like dead. It's so sad to see. Because like the mall is like us growing up. Like that's what we did on the weekends. Yeah. It was always packed. Like the mall was like, Yeah, it was like our generation. So I ended up going to the mall, and it was so sad to see like all the stores, like they were empty. There was only a few, and I only go to this mall for Bath and Body Works, and they have all their their Halloween stuff out, and I'm like ready to go. Like I want to decorate the house already, but then they were closed. They were like, "Sorry, we're closed for the week." I'm like, "Perfect."
You're like sick.
Yeah.
Honestly, so I don't even think it's our generation. I think COVID killed the malls because like everybody stopped going.
Yeah,
everybody
I agree.
Just got into like, you know, your online shopping, not really going out anywhere. And
well, yeah, it's like Amazon now.
Yeah.
It's all Amazon.
So I feel like once COVID hit, because I would still go to the malls before COVID. I was going out everywhere.
Yeah, I love the mall.
And then I feel like everyone, including me, like I hate going places now. I think I just got used to being like a little hermit in my house. Like,
ugh. See, what a sin.
I know. But anyway, how does Angelo like camp?
Oh, Angel loves camp, and I want him to go because, you know, I don't want him to, like, lose out of, you know, him learning and, like, falling behind, but also, like, all of his friends were doing camp this year. So, yeah, he was in camp, and then I signed the kids up for camp. So it's like I get a little break a little bit because yeah. In summertime, it's, like, freaking a lot, and, like, I have to figure out what they want to do, and I don't want them, you know, in the house all day just, like, watching TV and on their iPads. So it's nice to be able to throw them in camp for a couple hours. And then we go down the shore. So yeah, it's
what
the
is
last
he doing
camp.
In camp? He's doing like what's he doing?
Like it's basically sports? Just like still like his preschool stuff.
Oh, okay.
So like they go in, you know, they read, they do crafts, they do like the singing and dancing. So it's just like I didn't want him to fall behind. So no, yeah, it's the last week and then we start school soon. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, I know.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, CJ did camp. CJ did baseball camp, and he loved it.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he did so good. But that was only a week. And then I have so many things just, like, planned, like, because I'm like, all right, I'm losing them both to school in September, so I'm kind of just trying to, like, soak it all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, what am I going to do when they're both in school?
So Dina, then one day. Dina, you could go get your nails done.
I know,
you
I can do literally things for myself.
You could go to Trader Joe's. I mean, there's so many options.
Well, the one day we had a bad morning before camp and I was like losing it. And I was like, that's freaking it. You're going to camp and I'm dropping you at grandma's. So I went.
Literally.
I just like needed like just like a moment to myself to like
yeah.
be back to like, because my patience was so thin and I was like yelling at them over stuff that I usually wouldn't even yell at them about. So I'm like, okay. I just need like a little mommy minute because clearly like I need it. So I dropped Cameron. I know it was only for like an hour. I dropped Cameron at my mom's. CJ went to baseball camp. I came home and I went on a run. I like went on like a mile and a half run. And I was like,
you ran?
Yeah. And I like,
are you okay?
I miss running. I know. Well, I've
gained
weight.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, so I'm like, whatever. So I was like, let me get like my run in. So I started, I ran, and then I was like, oh my God, like I miss running. So I ran.
I've been trying to tell you this, girl.
Yeah. So, but
I, and it's good for your mental health too.
Well, that's what I like cleared my mind. I feel like I was like, good. And like, I picked up the kids after and I was like, all right, guys, restart to the day. And we were all like, Team Buckner, restart to the day. Because it was just like a rough morning. But the run was great. I ran. I made my coffee. I like showered by myself, which I usually don't get to do. So I was like, okay. I was like, this is maybe what I'll do when they're in school. Like, I'll go for my runs. And then I talked to Chris and I was like, listen, I was like, I need to start to run again. Because so he's like, all right, well, when I get home from work, I'll shower and then you could go out for your run. So I'm like, I was like, it really was hard for me to get on that scale because I knew, you know, when you just know.
Oh, see, I refuse to get on the scale because I know.
I felt like I had to.
Well, I see you in pictures. You still look good.
I carry it well. But you know, when you just feel it, like feel unlike happy with my body.
Well, you know what bothered me? I always sleep in these cozy pants, but they're like, they're bigger size, so they're like loose.
Yeah.
And so when I feel like a fat, I put them on and I'm like, all right, they're still loose. I put the pants on Sunday and they were like not loose. And I was like, oh, like these are my fat pants. What the hell?
Well, it's summer. Like, I'm just like, we're doing barbecues. I'm having parties with like catering. I'm like eating, drinking during the day.
I always gain the most weight in summer.
Yeah. So like, you know, like usually like during the winter, like if I have my wine, it's just at night. But like when we have like barbecues and stuff, I'm drinking like, you know, those seltzers, which I never drink or like, and those like add up. So I just feel like...
Oh, yeah. There's calories and
beer,
shit.
Like, I'm drinking beer, which is probably also to it. So I just
know.
Feel like, I'm like, all right. I got on the scale. And it's not only the drink. I'm eating like shit. Like shit. So, yeah, I got on there today and I was like, oh, great. I haven't been this big in a while.
Well, I mean, I think you still look great. But yeah, running is definitely amazing. I remember I used to run all the time. I used to run 3 miles a day when I was like a freaking stick. And I didn't do it to like stay skinny. I just mentally loved it. And I wasn't a bitch all the time. So yeah, I definitely need to get back to running.
But yeah, that too. I feel like after I ran, like I let out all these endorphins and I was like,
yeah, it's like a high.
Like I was like, okay. I'm ready to like get back into mommy mode, you know, and have like patience of a normal person. But
yeah, well, I definitely just had a meltdown before. It was literally like 15 minutes before the podcast and I had to like go into the closet and breathe because I was like, I need to calm the fuck down.
No,
Lorenzo, he's turning, he's turning 12 in a couple weeks.
My gosh.
And he just thinks he could do whatever he wants. He's an adult. So it was raining all this morning. It's not raining anymore. It cleared up. But like the roads are still wet and everything. And he wanted to ride to his friend's house, which is like a couple blocks down. But he refused to put his helmet on. I go, Lorenzo, you're not going anywhere without your helmet.
Good.
He goes, Mom, I'm not a baby. The way he was talking to me, I snapped. And he was like, everyone outside can hear you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I hope the whole neighborhood heals.
Here's me.
You are wearing a goddamn helmet. Dina, I felt like my blood vessels pop in my eyeball.
I get it.
And I was like, how am I going to do this podcast after I'm like screaming at the top of my lungs?
Trust me, I get it. Because that morning that I needed the run, CJ, I was like, trying to get us out of the house. And I was like yelling, but it was over stupid shit that I probably shouldn't have been yelling at, but he was like laughing in my face. And I'm like, oh, this is disrespectful.
Oh, so annoying.
I'm like, you're
just
five.
Works.
I'm like, you're five. Stop being like disrespectful.
Yeah. You're being rude to mommy.
So I'm like trying, you know, they're both doing their own little thing, like just like being crazy. So I'm like trying to get his snacks together and he's crying. He's like, I don't like Pirate's Booty. And I literally smashed the Pirate's Booty and the Pirate's Booty popped and the Pirate's Booty went everywhere. And then Cameron goes, I'm telling grandma. I was like, okay, go ahead. Tell grandma. I'm like, I can't. I was like, okay, you don't want the Pirate's Booty? And I like pushed the bag and it popped. I was like, oh my God, now I have pirate's booty to pick up on my way.
But don't you hate that when you're already like in a bad mood and you're like annoyed and then something else annoys you? It always happens to me where like I'm annoyed and I'm walking out the door and like my arm, my sleeve gets stuck on the freaking door and I'm like, come on. Literally freaking out, or I drop everything out of my purse. Like something so inconvenient always happens every time I'm angry that I just flip out even more.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I squished the pirate's booty. I'm like, you don't want this? And I squished the pirate's booty. And then CJ's like, really? You squished the pirate's booty? I'm like, and then it was all over the floor. And I'm like, all right. Like it looked like one of those confetti poppers, the freaking pirate's booty. I'm like, this is great.
Oh my God. I would have freaked out.
Yeah. I was like,
okay. I would have screamed.
I was like, you're going to grandma's. You're going to baseball.
I can't.
And then I got home. And then I was like, I looked at the pirate's booty and I said to myself, no, I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to go for my run instead of cleaning up the fucking house. Yeah, it was just a day. It was a day. But then we had a restart. I picked them all up and we had a restart day. So,
mamas, I feel you, D.
Dads, moms, all you out there, everybody goes through the stressful days.
Yeah, just go for a run.
Yeah. Running helps.
Or just literally walk. Or just, like, walk out in nature. I know it sounds, like, so, like, old lady. But just, like, walk outside and, like, listen to a podcast. Listen to our podcast. Yes. Listen to your favorite songs. And just, like, walk around. And that's or how I know silence. I'm getting old. That's how I know I'm getting old. I enjoy outside.
Yeah. Or in silence. Like, I was enjoying just, like, the sound of the birds. That's how free. I was like, oh.
Oh, my God. Birds. We're bird watchers. We're 95.
Yeah. Ugh.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Well, let's talk about our weekend because we did miss, we missed like telling everyone what we were doing last weekend.
Oh, yes.
And I know that you had your dad's birthday party, which I love that you do. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
How was that?
I was here about your weekend. So it was so nice. I had my dad's family over and we just did like, you know, we did the pool, we had food catered, and then...
Oh, it looked like so much fun.
Yeah, we had so much fun. And then we played Pass the Trash, which is like a fun like card game. And then, we sing happy birthday to my dad. The kids blow out the candles. It's just, like, nice. Just, like, keeping us all together and bonded. So I tried.
Did you feel any signs from daddy?
Oh, yeah, always. I mean, like, it's just, even just when I'm with his family, I just feel his presence, you know?
Oh, I just got chills. I love that.
Yeah. So it was like, a really, really great day.
Daddy.
Perfect. Yeah. How was your weekend? How was Fisher?
Okay, so... You definitely would have went if you weren't throwing your dad's party.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you guys, I love Fisher. He's like, you know, I love all house music and everything, but like I never was like obsessed with a DJ and his music. like, I used to feel this way about Deadmau5, and then I met Deadmau5 and he was just such a fucking dick.
Oh my
and
God, I remember that.
I was like, you suck as a person, but like, I still love your music. God damn it. So like, I stopped like being a Deadmau5 fan, unfortunately, after that. And then I was like, I really just like, I want to like a DJ like that again. And then Fisher came along and I was just like, oh my God, like following him. He's just such good energy. He just had a baby. He just looks like so much fun and like such like a fun, nice person. So I just been obsessed with him, following him, whatever. So then I saw that he was coming to AC at Oceans, my favorite hotel, in AC. And I was like, oh my God, like I have to go. And I felt terrible because I've been so busy with, you know, doing my podcast tours and like going out to dinner with Steph and stuff like that. So like, I really haven't been like home on the weekends, just not doing anything. So I was like, Gianni, can I please go see Fisher? Because my schedule has just been crazy. He was like, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
I feel like it was months ago. You're like, oh yeah, he's going to be there.
Yeah. So we ended up going to Oceans and talking to the girls. Sam, I feel, is always at HQ. So Sam was like, are you guys going? And I was like, yes. And then Jenny was already down there because Grayson had a tournament for his jiu-jitsu, which he got a gold medal in. He killed it.
Yeah,
so,
that was amazing.
So yeah, so everything just worked out. So me and the girls ended up going to see Fisher at HQ, and it was everything and more. He definitely wasn't Deadmau5. He was just so like nice and hugging and fun, just like everything that you see him as, good. Like when he DJs, he was just amazing. And I know he just had a baby, so I brought him onesies for my store. It says like Future Snooki and Where's the Beach, like, you know, funny sayings on the onesie. And he's going to put it on his kid. I can't wait to see it. But what a freaking good time. If you guys ever have like Fisher coming to your town or whatever, you have to go. It's a vibe. It's so fun.
Did you guys get super drunk? It looked like it.
No, yeah, we did. And then Jenny and Sam ended up going to dinner, but like, I didn't bring like any nice clothes and I wasn't staying there anyway. So I just went to the room and ordered chicken nuggets and fries and, you know, all the good shit. And then I drove home. And then that's when I went fishing with Gianni. I don't know if you saw him post it. And I was drunk fishing with Gianni.
Good. It sounds like a good weekend.
I had a blast. So, yeah, I'm just trying to, like, recover from the weekend. Because, you know, when we drink like that, the next day I'm just, like, sluggish. I feel like crap. And it takes, like, a good 3 days for me to feel better.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I've been trying. I'm home right now, and then we go back down the shore soon. But I'm just trying to like eat healthy, eat my green beans and my salad, and walk.
Yeah. When do you head back down the shore?
Thursday. So I have another news. Giovanna, you know how she does cheer and everything. She does competitive cheer.
Mm-hmm.
I got a call from CJA, and they were like, "We want to try her out on this level 5 team. She's level 3." So I was like, okay. They were like, we need a flyer. You know, we just want to see how she does. So I ended up bringing her last week and I was like freaking out in the parking lot. Like, oh my God, like what's going to happen? Is she ready for this? And then she made the freaking team. She's level 5 at 9 years old, which is like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So now her practices move till Thursday. So yeah, we're going to go down Thursday. Lorenzo starts football this week.
How does she feel about it? Is she like with all new girls or does she know all these girls? And are they older than her?
Yeah, she knows the girls, but they're definitely older than her. So, yeah, I just feel like she's like the youngest on the team. And I don't know, she's just very excited. I'm so proud of her.
Oh, good.
I kill it.
She's not nervous.
No, she's not nervous, but like she wants to do good and I know she can do it. And they wouldn't put her on the team unless they knew, you know, that she could do it. So yeah. I just want her to have confidence in herself and she's going to freaking kill it. So, you know.
Oh my God, what are you going to do? Are you going to be with Tracy now when you do your meets?
Well, yeah. So the whole gym always, you know, the whole gym goes to the competition. So me and Tracy are still going to travel together. We were actually freaking out because I was like, oh my God, Tracy, goodness. We're not on the same team. We've been on the same team for 6 years. And I was like, Tracy, we're always going to be on the same team. And now I'm like, oh my God. So we're like, are we still friends? Are we still going to hang out? Like, what's going to happen? But everything's going to be the same. It's fine.
Well, that's good.
But we both had meltdowns.
Oh, I would too. I'd be like, oh my God, my friend.
Are we still friends?
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, that's crazy. So she could be like an Olympian.
I mean, cheerleading is an Olympic sport now. So you never know. Can you imagine?
Well, I can't. Like, I've been so, this Olympics is like my Roman Empire. I keep watching it. I keep like thinking about it.
Oh, it's
like,
so good.
But yeah, so what would it be, a Winter Olympics cheerleading? Or would it be Summer Olympics?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even think it's on this
Olympics. It's not in there yet. But yeah, they have such random Olympic sports. Like, do you know they have wall climbing? I was like, what in the world? I had no idea.
Did you also see it could be like a fake horse?
On the Olympics? No,
yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's like horse trotting. It's like called something. But no, it's like you gallop that as a horse, and that's like a sport.
And that's on the Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I was like watching it on TikTok.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
You can literally be a horse.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One thing that I'm like so grossed out about. So the triathlon, did you see? So they had to go into the Seine River, which is basically sewage. The Olympian.
Oh my God, no.
Swim.
Nope.
And they kept testing it. And because it kept raining, it wasn't coming out good and they kept canceling it. So the men's sport was supposed to go like last Tuesday or something and it got canceled. And then Wednesday, they're like, okay, the water's good now. The women could swim. I'm like, what? It was just tested positive for E. coli the day before, but I don't know. But anyway.
That is viral.
The women swam in the freaking river, and they did. It's crazy, the triathlon. They do the swimming, the biking, and the running, all one person. I'm like, holy crap, I would die. But so you're thinking these people are freaking the healthiest people in the world, right? And they put them in this freaking river. The women went first and then the men. And guess what? A week later, like a whole bunch of them are hospitalized for E. coli. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like Belgium, they had to. So the swimmer for the triathlon goes into like, I guess, the relay race. And they have to do the open swim with the relay race. And Belgium just had to pull out of the relay race because their swimmer is hospitalized with E. coli from the triathlon. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I've been hearing crazy things about this Olympics. Like, not only that, but, like, the housing for the athletes.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not even putting, like, air conditioning in. They're putting them in, like, a closet room.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be getting all this food. They're not even, like, getting food to be fed. Like, I heard it's a nightmare. It's like Fire Festival of the Olympics.
Yeah. Cardboard beds. But yeah, I like follow a bunch of the Olympians on TikTok. And then like I just follow like you know, online and on TV. And I just like couldn't believe. I was just so mind blown by them putting them in that river. I don't know.
It's cocky.
I guess like I'm like trying to think like in my head, these people worked 4 years to do this triathlon. So I'm like, okay, you're in that mindset. Like, okay, this is what I'm doing. And then you find out oh, you know, if it rains a lot, the sewage could overflow into the river, even though they spent billions of dollars to make it not do that. But if it rains so much, the whatever system they made will overflow into it. And then it's raining the entire time. I don't know. I don't know if I personally would do it. But then again, I'm not an Olympian. I didn't practice 4 years for this one moment, you know?
No, yeah. Some people would just be like, fuck it, because I know I'm going to place. Like, I'm just going to do it, right, and I'll get E. coli.
Right. So, and then you have to worry about this one lady said she swam in. She said she doesn't want to even, you don't even want to think about things she saw and felt. I'm like, what the frick did she see and she feel?
What, like poopies?
I guess.
Like turds and like a dead body?
They said that people do put dead bodies in there. Secondly, they said that, yeah. Secondly, people up until like a couple weeks before the Olympics were protesting and pooping into this river.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're a triathlon, you have to go. You just poop.
No, just people were protesting, like people that live there were protesting and pooping in this river.
Well, why do they have to poop and protest?
I don't know.
Just scream and protest. Why do you got to shit in the river?
I don't know, but I couldn't believe it.
That's nasty.
So like every day I'm checking and I'm like, oh my God, did anybody else get E. coli? I don't even know these people, but I'm like, I feel bad for them. I'm like, you did 4 years and you do this freaking race. And that they were throwing up during the race from afterwards.
Oh, God. Yeah. What a sin.
And that's
too much.
Yeah. And then, like, they did it in the morning and it was still raining, or it was just after it rained. So these poor Olympians were also biking and they were crashing because the roads were so slick. It was like, what is happening here?
Yeah. This Olympics is a nightmare, it sounds. A true nightmare.
Yeah.
And then freaking Snoop Dogg is basically...
He's the mascot?
Literally. Like Snoop of all people. I can't.
I'm like, what is happening
I feel
here?
Like Snoop Dogg does it all. And then, like, you see all the celebrities there, and they're, like, screaming and chanting and, like, wearing sunglasses in the freaking audience.
You're like Mike.
Calm down.
Like Mike when you went to see Vinny.
I can't.
Yeah. I heard it's really expensive, those tickets. Those tickets are super expensive to see
I'm sure. There.
Yeah, I mean, I've been watching the gymnastics, too.
Oh, they're I love gymnastics so much.
So great.
That's really the only thing that I do watch is gymnastics. And I love the figure skating. Figure skating, I love to watch.
That's winter, right?
Yeah.
And then the diving, the synchronized swimming. I was like, the synchronized swimming is so beautiful.
I used to do that when I was little.
Olympian fan. I can't.
I mean, I definitely made up routines in the pool when I was little.
They're so good. But yeah, so I was like thinking to myself, if these Olympians could like do all this, I could take a mile run. I think I'm okay to take a mile run.
What's so funny to like see all the memes of people and they're like sitting on the couch, like bellies out, drinking a beer and having chips. And like somebody like, messes up and they're like, loser.
Yeah. They're like, oh, his toe wasn't pointed.
Like, I could do way better than them.
I know. Seriously. Like, oh, look at that splash.
Yeah, that sucked.
That's so true. Americans. Literally. We're all sitting on the couch in our McDonald's watching.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that wasn't great.
Yeah. Ugh. How did she fall off that? Well, probably because it's 2 inches wide.
We are terrible.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, so I'm like loving the Olympics. And then the surfers, don't get me started on the surfers. Did you see the surfers are in Tahiti? So they're not even in Paris. They got the better end of the stick for sure.
Oh.
They got to go to Tahiti. And
don't they go like where the big nice waves are at the time?
Yeah. Yeah. And an American actually took home the gold. Forget her name.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, she was really good. That's crazy, these waves. I'm like, I would think it's a tsunami, how big these freaking waves are.
Oh my God, it's terrifying.
But they had a much better living situation. They were living on a boat. They had like a cruise ship. And then some of the Olympians at the surfers got like villas on Tahiti. It was beautiful. And they were like making TikToks like, not missing Paris. I'm like, oh my God. They're like,
going well, yeah, because Paris sucks.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. I still can't get over the E. coli thing.
Yeah, that's cocky.
Yeah, imagine.
It's really stinky.
Ugh. But yeah. And like, I guess they like don't drink and stuff there, you know, because they have to be in good shape.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't drink, I feel, till like after they compete and they're like ready to go.
Yeah. But I don't even think they're allowed to leave the village.
Well, it sounds like a great time over there.
Well, it's like a camp. I honestly think they do have fun because they trade pins with each other. And like a lot of them like are like fangirling over other sport, like other opponents. And like it looks like it's actually fun. The conditions were just like not great this time.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Wait, so I want to talk about Ben Affleck real quick because you know I love him.
Yes. For all the meatballs that don't know, besides Tom Holland, Ben Affleck is like Nicole's number one.
Yeah, and I'm not like necessarily saying like him now because he was like way cuter back then, but he's still very handsome for him getting older. But I'm talking about like Armageddon, Pearl Harbor, Ben Affleck.
In his prime.
Yeah, so there was a story that came out today that the FBI gave Ben Affleck footage of J-Lo from the Diddy raid, and now he wants a divorce because he wants nothing to do with it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, so the FBI was like showing him and, you know, just saying like she was a part of it and all this stuff's going to come out. Like, did you know, like, what is happening? Because, you know, they're questioning everyone because I guess they're opening, you know, the Tupac murder case because Diddy, everything's pointing to Diddy and now everyone's talking about it.
Oh, my goodness. No, I didn't hear that at all. I just thought that they were like ending things because they weren't happy because he never really looked happy.
No, but like I don't know if this is real. It's just what the tabloids are saying. Like they say crazy shit about us all the time.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're saying that he wants to get away from her before all this shit goes down because supposedly she had something to do with it or she was like involved somehow.
She was close with him.
Yeah, and she hasn't made one remark about like all these accusations of him and, you know, literally a video of him beating up freaking, what's her name? I love her. Oh my God. What's it? Cassie.
Yeah.
Yeah. She hasn't made one statement. That was terrible.
Yeah. Not many of those people in that industry have said too much.
Yeah. So I feel like shit's going down.
Oh, I mean, it probably is, but I did see a picture of Ben recently. He's all like cleaned up and he looked happy.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they just weren't happy. I swear Ben Affleck when he's miserable is like a meme of like they're like, oh, when your kids like take everything out of the toy box and it's him like with a cigarette like, oh, I'm like, yeah,
That's Wait, me. He doesn't even try and hide it, though.
No, he's just miserable.
He's just like, F this girl.
Yeah, I can't. But he was so, I love Jennifer Garner. I feel like.
Oh my God, she is amazing.
Yeah, so sweet, so beautiful. You could tell she's just like a good soul.
What? I really love her.
That was a big L for him.
Oh, Angelo.
Hi, Angelo.
Say hi, Diener. And well, after you're done drinking, say hi, Diener.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, honey. Yeah, summer's coming to an end, guys. Trying to get all my bucket list stuff in with the kids. Have you ever brought, I want to bring that, you know how you went, we went, and you threw the first pitch? What was it called?
Oh, the Renegades.
Yeah, so that we have something like that here called the Blue Claws.
Or oh, yeah, it's like the Farm League.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. I was thinking about bringing the boys to one of the games.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Summer ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we did like Hurricane Harbor and stuff, and we've been doing like a lot of things, but I feel like they haven't been to like a baseball game. And I feel they should go to like a minor league one before we go to something like a Mets game or Yankees game, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot. There's a ton of people. Yeah. Yeah. I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I think they'll enjoy it because CJ loves baseball. Cameron wants to get into, he like wants to be a part of it. So I think that I might do like family night to one of the minor league baseball games. I think it'll be fun.
They would love it.
Yeah. Did you, well, you go a lot. Did you ever bring your kids to those?
The minor, no. No, me and Laura, me and Gianni brought them to the Yankees game, but they were like older than your kids.
Yeah. I feel like mine are too little for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still want to bring them. So in my old town, which is only two minutes away from me at this point, it's, they have a New Egypt Speedway and it's like car racing. So I'm like, I want to do that before it ends, for the summer ends. So I still have like a couple things on my list I want to get done. Like Sesame Place. I have never been to Sesame Place. Have you?
No. Jenny always used to go.
Yeah, I heard great things. So the three things that I want to get done before summer ends is I want to go to Sesame Place, I want to go to New Egypt Speedway, and I want to go to like a Blue Claws game. Those are the three things. So we'll see if I could get that done.
Cute.
Yeah, and then I go to Villa Roma, is it next week? No, not next week, the week after.
So Villa Roma, what is that?
I told you about it a couple weeks ago. It's in upstate New York. And it's kind of like, I don't know, they have like a pool. They have just like a bunch of stuff for the kids to do. My mom's side of the family goes up every year.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
Yeah. And since we're not filming this August, because usually I can't go because we're filming.
Right.
So this year I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm going to go. So I just booked it. I was like, we're going. So this will be our first year going. But my mom's side of the family goes every single year. So I'm excited for that. I think the kids will like it. There's so many activities. It'll be a good time. And then I go to the Avril Lavigne concert with Simple Plan. Oh, my God. Did you see the Fray is back?
Who is?
Do you know the Fray?
Oh, my God. Yes.
They're, like, back on tour. They're going to be in New York.
Oh, shit. Is it just them or is it, like, a ton of bands?
I think it's probably them in an opening. Like the Avril Lavigne thing that I'm going to on the 23rd, that is like Avril, it's Simple Plan. I think Boys Likes Girls. There's like a whole bunch of them, but I think the Fray might just be the Fray because they have like so many great songs. So I'm not sure. I have to actually look into it more, but I'm like, oh, all of our music's coming back.
Well, I was driving down the shore and I saw that Creed was going to,
really?
What's that place? When you're driving down the shore.
PNC?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's where I'm
driving down. And then they show like all the bands and I saw Creed and I was like, oh my God, I would love to go see Creed.
Oh, Creed's so good.
I love Creed. Yeah.
I feel, is Creed going to be with Avril? So yeah, Avril, it's like there's so many bands.
We might have to go.
Yeah. I'm going on the 23rd.
Oh yeah. I can't go then.
I'm really excited.
Oh, that is so fun.
And then I told Chris, I'm getting a hotel so that I don't come home drunk and bother you. Because I'll have the kids all week in Villa Roma. And then I come home because Chris can't come because he has to work. So I'm like, I'm going to just sleep out with Claire and Danielle and Mal, and we're going to see Avril and Simple Plan, and then just get a hotel room by the venue, and then I'll be home in the morning. That way I don't wake up the kids and I don't fight with Chris.
Cute.
So I plan on getting drunk. I'm like going to be listening to like my growing up music.
No, that's the best time. Because I feel like we do that all the time when we do get drunk. We always, like, in the Ubers back, we're always playing our old school music.
Yeah.
And we're just, like, living our best life.
First of all, I can't believe that's old school music.
I mean,
like, what?
I know. We're old, bitch.
Like, cool.
I can't.
I saw this thing. One of those, like, minor league baseball teams, they were asking them, like, what's old to you? Like, what year is old to you? And they were saying, like, oh, 1990. I'm like, what? That's old to you?
I cannot.
Then I'm ancient. Like, what?
Yeah, we're getting up there. Yeah. I'm getting really nervous about it.
I know. That's why everybody that's in our age group do some, you know, monthly checks, do your yearly things. Make sure you're good.
Go check your heart. Do all that good stuff.
Yeah. My goodness gracious. I can't.
What is that?
Let's get to some meatball questions. Let's see what the meatballs are thinking. What are these meatballs thinking about these days? Okay. Hey, meatballs. I love listening to your podcast while I clean. I'm not a huge wine connoisseur, but I do like white Moscato. I'm wondering what red wine you would recommend that's comparable to Moscato. Miranda from Nebraska. I would say like a red blend.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, like a red blend isn't too dry. It's not too, I feel like it's a little lighter because it's a blend of white and red. So yeah, I would say like a red blend.
Do you know what I drank? The other day, and I thought I was going to throw up.
What? Sorry, CJ just came in. What did you drink?
Tequila.
Ew.
I know.
Ew, you never drink that.
And I was like, ooh, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
See, I wish I liked that because tequila has, like, no calories, I guess, but so does vodka. I don't know. I just wish I could do the tequila. I physically can't.
Yeah, I really can't do hard liquor at all. I'm not, like, a hard liquor person.
We used to be.
Yeah, used to.
We used to be used cool. Used
to. You want to say hi, CJ? Go ahead. Say hi, Aunt Nicole.
Hi, CJ.
Hi, Aunt Nicole.
Hi, honey.
Okay. What is your guys' favorite go-to meal to cook for dinner? I feel like I always make the same thing and need something new to make. Tracy, if you want, you could go to my D's Easy Cooking page.
Yes, queen.
You could get some recipes on there, but I like making ribs, barbecue chicken, a whole chicken cutlets, steak. What's your favorite thing I make, Susan? The ribs?
No. The ribs and chicken cutlets.
Ribs and chicken cutlets, yeah. But I have a whole bunch of recipes. Tracy, go check that out. What about you, Nicole? What's your favorite?
Oh, I love doing the chicken cutlets, and then I make white rice. And then I do broccoli in the air fryer. Ugh.
Oh, you told me about that.
So freaking good. You just make it like nice and warm and soft. You can make it a little crispy, with some olive oil, put a little garlic salt. And then when it comes out, you put a little Parmesan cheese on it. Ugh.
Ooh.
It's literally
so
good.
See, I like doing that. I like doing that with asparagus.
Yes,
right?
That too.
I love like a nice asparagus.
Yes.
It's bomb.
And what does asparagus happen? What happens with asparagus?
A pee-pee smell or
something? Yes. We had asparagus one day. He's like, why does my pee-pee smell like that? I'm like, oh, it's just because we had asparagus.
It's asparagus.
I'm like, it's just because we had asparagus. Okay, so I know.
Any more meatball questions?
Yes, there's more meatball questions. Oh. Hi, meatballs. Love the pod. I hope you both are having a great day today.
I like the fish one.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, you remember that fish question? My question is for Nicole. My boyfriend and I are watching Snooki and JWoww for the first time and wondering if you will be showing your belly cast to Lorenzo, like you said in the show, or if you still have it. Caitlin and Jake.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about that. So that,
do you have it?
That cast, I think, is in Janice's basement in, like, the cellar.
You have to go get that.
I should go get it, yeah, and, like, put it on. I totally forgot that I did that. And I feel like I was, like, my biggest but Lorenzo. Just because, like, my body wasn't used to it, and I was literally eating everything in sight. So I was huge. I should probably put that on. I feel like you weren't that big. No, I was definitely big. That was my heaviest pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, you got super skinny after Lorenzo. That's probably why.
And now I'm back to being a slum.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started. My bad. Okay, so this is from Brooklyn, from California. I need to know how many vacations with your family you do a year and typically where you go. I do 2 vacations a year and feel like it's not enough, but also too much. I usually, well, with filming, I was doing more because I would bring my kids. But now that they're older, I won't be able to do that. Because CJ starts kindergarten. But I guess without filming, I was doing 2 vacations. With filming, we were doing like 4 vacations. But I really didn't. I mean, that's more like work for us, you know?
Oh, totally.
But so I really didn't get to see the kids too much. But it was like a vacation for them with like my mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like vacation, just us, is usually like 2 vacations. And usually we'll do like, this year I want to do Aruba and Disney.
That's what I want to do. Bahamas, but yeah.
I heard the Bahamas, like, you have to be careful there right now.
Why? What's going on?
A lot of MURDERS.
Of course. Of course.
I don't know. I mean, I see people still going, though. But I
can't go anywhere nowadays. God damn.
Yeah, but I love the Bahamas. I said I would love to bring the boys to Atlantis when they're older. I mean, they have to be older because Atlantis is so expensive and there's just so much for them to do. But until they're old enough to do everything, I don't want to go because then I feel like it's a waste of money, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely wanted to do the Bahamas, but we'll hold on that. And I just
Well, look into it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I just really do my annual Disney trip once a year, which, like, I love. And I look forward to all the time. And yeah, honestly, it's very hard to travel with Giovanna in sports. Like Giovanna, Lorenzo, like they can't miss a practice or they're off the team. So it's like really, really hard to schedule all of these, you know, family vacations that we want to do because they just can't miss their practice.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that CJ starts kindergarten, I have to look into that too.
Yeah.
So I don't want to know school.
But. Yeah, so it definitely gets harder, so.
The vacations, definitely, even if you could do local, I feel like family vacations are such a core memory for your kids. So even if totally. You can't afford to, like, somewhere far away and plane tickets, like, there's always, like, little daycations you could do and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, highly recommend the nice family outings.
No, I love that.
But all right, meatballs. I feel like this was a great pod.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to – I have to clean and stuff. I actually have family coming over again this weekend, Chris's family. Every weekend I'm doing something.
No, that's fun. So, enjoy it.
Yeah. Like I said, family. Keeping my family together. It's very important to me.
Amen.
Family bond. But, yeah, so I am going to go clean the house and stuff. And, yeah, that's it. What are you going to do the rest of the day, Nick?
Yell at my kids. I'm going back to being stressed.
There you go.
And
there
you go. That is that. But we love you, meatballs. We will see you next weekend. Or next week. Have the best weekend. Enjoy your wine and your drinks. And we did it, Dee.
Woo, let's get sauce.
Como madre orgullosa, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Y los únicos huevos que compro son Eggland's Best. ¿Casualidad? ¡Para nada! No importa cómo los cocines, siempre están frescos y deliciosos. Además, tienen más vitaminas D y E y un 25% menos de grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. ¿Por qué conformarse con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos. Visita egglandsbest.com para obtener más información.